Good evening. Welcome to the class celebration, the Thursday night class celebration, taught by our wonderful Reverend Millie Landis over here. Yeah. We are so happy to be here and so glad that you have come to celebrate with us. It really means a lot to have you here. And these people over here, I have to say, are the best. They're the best. My classmates. I don't know who was in a class with Millie. So you understand how you build that love with your friends and family in the classroom, right? You understand how wonderful that is. So we're here to celebrate that love and that light. And the theme of tonight is radiance and splendor. So we're going to be talking about what radiance means and what splendor means. So to me, to be radiant is to build that light inside of you. And we'll go more into that in a while. And the splendor is like, that's the payoff. That's the payoff, that beautiful feeling of knowing that you're whole and you're one and life is good and you're connected to God and all that. It's really a wonderful thing to have that feeling and to be able to express it and share it with your friends and neighbors and whoever else wants to listen. All right, so I'd like to thank our healers, Mary, Robin, David, and Renee. Who else was up there? Betsy, and you were up there too? Janice, I didn't get your name done. Well, thank you, healers. Thank you so much. And we had a lot of help on the decorations, too. I'd like to thank everyone for doing that. And Amira and Sylvia are greeting people at the door. And Barbara Schaefer has done so much for this church. She is always there, always willing to help, and she plays so beautifully. Yeah, she really does. All right, and I'm your host, Donna Larson. I'm really happy to be here. And so I think we start off the night with the prayer of St. Francis, don't we, Gina? Gina's going to come up and do that with us.
Okay. So the prayer of St. Francis is number 23. In your hymn books, and we're going to sing it together tonight, today. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. When there is injury, your pardon, Lord. True faith in you. O Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to consoled, to be understood as to understand, to be loved and to love with all your soul. Make me a channel. Let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And when there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love in all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is a debated and ardent, an added wonder what will thread your slave, and to buy and turn a bridge to eternal.
Thank you, Donna. All right, so next on the agenda, we're going to sing some songs. How's everybody feel about that? All right, Mary and David, would you like to come up? We're going to start with, I think, number 230, Angels Among Us.
Teach only love. Here I am, Lord.
I'm
David and Mary, thank you all of you for joining in. All right, next we have our healing prayer with Gina.
Okay, will everyone join me in the healing prayer? We pray.
Everything okay?
It's just a water bottle dropped.
Nothing broken.
No broken limbs. Yeah. Okay. All right. It's wonderful to see so many people here tonight. And there is a wonderful cake out there after the service today. So I really hope that a lot of you can come and have some cake and really just sort of celebrate our graduation evening and just get to know all of us just that little bit better. So you're very, very welcome. There's a really lovely cake, and I know Millie would love your company. All right, would everyone join in the healing prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we pray not only for your strength, but also your healing power throughout our world. Bless us and keep us free from anger, division, and bitterness. Open our hearts to thy love and our eyes to the light of thy, and open our eyes to the light of thy presence so we may serve you and each other throughout this life and the next. Amen. Okay.
Thank you, Gina. That was beautiful. All right, so the theme of our night is radiance and splendor. And I'd like for you all to think about some words on happiness. Radiance is happiness, right? But you're radiating. You're not just happy. You're radiating that happiness. Sparkle. We've got a little sparkle here for you tonight. I don't know if you've noticed. And all of this sparkle and all of this sparkle going on, too. So radiance is that inside glow that burns brighter and brighter and brighter until you just can't contain it anymore. And people will ask you, what have you been doing? What has changed? What's new with you? Why? What is this about you that makes you seem so happy? And you're just glowing. You're radiant. It's a brilliance. And it's a warmth inside, too, that you can feel. You can feel that warmth. It's a, who speaks French in here? Anybody? Joie de vivre. Did I say it right? I said it right. Thank you. That's what it means in French anyway. It's the joy of life and that brightness that you carry with you. And so we know that we get that brightness from God's love and light. And we always try to remember to ask for that love, for that light, for that radiance to come from the God source into us. And then the tricky part is making it stay, right? That's the tricky part. Okay, everybody ring your phones at one time. Let's get it over with. And then we have the splendor. The splendor is the magnificence, the wonder of that love and light that seems to appear out of nowhere in your life when you are focused in spirit and you're focused in love and the giving and your heart is open. It's that glory, that grandeur, and everything seems brighter. There's brilliance around you. You notice, oh, that's a brilliant thought you had. Look at, that's a brilliant thought you had. And you seem to have this, it's almost like magic. It's like a miracle. It's wonder and it's glory. And to me, that is radiance and splendor. And that's a short talk for me. And I would like to invite up Albert. Albert, you're going to speak, right? Yes. We will listen. We will listen. Thank you all for listening.
Give me an honor to God and all the angels in heaven. Yeah, I sat there. I spoke once before that I sat right there and I said, Lord, use me, but I don't want to be up here speaking to people, right? And here I am again. About eight weeks ago, give or take 6 or 8 weeks ago, I got a message from Millie, and it was from my grandma, that everything I'm doing, continue doing, but don't forget to pray. So I was happy, and I left here praying, and I started saying, Our Father who art in heaven. And I got stuck at the point where it says, Thy will be done. And I just kept repeating that. And I tried saying the Our Father all over again, and I'd get stuck, Thy will be done. And Thy will be done. And I knew he wanted me to speak about Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And what does it mean? I think I should have said this before we actually started the singing and stuff, because the theme with the songs and everything is love. You know, I know when I get up in the morning, I know what my will is to get a cup of coffee and relax a little bit and get my day going. When I'm hungry, I know what my will is. I want to get fed, and on and on and on. And it stayed with me for the last couple of weeks, Thy will be done, Thy will be done. What does God want? Why are we here? What's the purpose? It is love, but it's more than love. It's doing everything you do every day with love. When you encounter people with love, that homeless person that, you know, leaves trash in front of your house, child that you don't want to discipline but you want to guide. And it kind of came around circle to me that when you connect God's will with your will and you start understanding that it's the same thing, it was, for me, it was like today, just constantly being guided. Things kept changing and changing, but his will, my will, were coming into sync. And so when I heard the songs, I'm like, wow. I have no preparation up here. I only have the message that when you connect with God at your level, at your time, with whatever tools you believe you have or believe you don't have, you have the ability to touch other people and help them along their path, their will, God's will with them. I had a conversation with somebody during this week, and it's it kind of came across that sometimes we don't see how God is using some of the people with the least education, the least tact, and he uses people along the way to help others. How can God just use, example, me to just be up here and give a message? And it, to me, woo, I get very overwhelmed that he has faith in me, that he believes in me. I could go ahead and just get a lot of things, write them down, bring them up here and just speak. But what I'm speaking comes from inside, is that God has a purpose for everyone. Believe that he has a purpose for you, and believe that he has a purpose for every single person you encounter, every single person that upsets you. Don't hold anything, any experience that you have, don't hold it and make it more or less than it is. Just accept it for what it is. You know, there's so much that each one of us can do by doing just the very little thing with love, with passion, and from the heart. So I think that's my message today. I think that's God's will, your will. When you come together, it's very simple. Just do everything with love, with passion, and forgive yourself more than anybody else. I mean, that's what I'm doing. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Albert. And we're going to hear from John.
Good evening, everybody. Radiance. What's the definition of it? Well, it says here, happiness, sparkle, glow, brilliance, warmth, brightness. You know, it's something I don't think, though, necessarily that can easily be defined. But you know it when you see it, no question. A lot of us, you know, what we want to do is often, we want to, one of the important things we often look for is we want to attract a mate, looking for that soulmate. And people do all kinds of things hoping to find Mr. or Mrs. Right. They'll go to the gym, work out, try to make a lot of money, do different things to improve themselves, whatever it may be. But a while back, I read a ad, and I forgot what it was, what magazine it was in. But it basically talked about how a lot of people do, like what I just said, to attract women, all the things I just said. And he said, yeah, you can do all these things, but ultimately it doesn't matter really that much who your age, your professional status, your physical build, all that money. What matters is really is magnetism, which is really another word for radiance. That's what matters most. That's what women will flock to if you're really looking for. And that really struck a nerve. And I remembered back in, like, when I was in my early 20s, I got to know a young woman named Sella. And I remember I always just loved it when Sella came around. She just had this great energy. You just loved being around her, full of joy, confidence. And you just loved to be around her. Physically, I thought she was attractive, but, you know, that's always in the beholder. I had the beholder, of course. But everyone I knew felt the same way about Sella. You just loved it when she came around. She just brightened your day. And I remember a friend describing to me how he would be at parties and she'd be talking to women who were very attractive, and they would just look at her and just say, out of the blue, boy, you're beautiful. And I think that's because she had that radiance, that thing that we're talking about. And I think one good example, I feel, is to talk about my own journey and how when I came to this church, how when I came here, like a lot of people, I was looking for, coming here for the messages. I'd already been involved in another spiritualist church. like a lot of people, I was looking for answers, and I liked the idea of messages, and I liked the church experience, and I heard about fraternal, and I decided I'd check out the Wednesday night service. And so I came here, and I got to meet people and see what it was like, and I remember talking to Lori and LaPearl after the service. And that's an example, if you know Lori, of Radiance right there. And she said to me, yeah, you'll be back. And she was right. She was right. I've been back every Wednesday ever since. That was back in 2010. I've been here every Wednesday. You know, and there was a reason for that, because, you know, when I came here, sure enough, there were some great readers. And I remember Kimberly here, another example. I remember one of my first times here, giving me a healing. And seeing that example of Radiance. And there was great healing, great messages, great music. We're blessed with so many great musical talents in this church. So many reasons to come. But what I really loved about coming here the most was I've never been around such a bunch of such good quality people. And these people, so many of the people here, are full of Radiance. Millie, classic example. I've been here, like I said, almost 10 years now. And every time I come here, I never see any change in Millie. I mean, I don't know if she's like this 24 hours or what. But she always, you know, just full of Radiance. People just love coming here, you know. I've had different people come here, and some of them liked the service. Some of them didn't get into it much, but they all said the same thing. Oh, I liked Millie. Yeah. And that's because she has that Radiance, you know. She's always full of joy, full of love and positivity, and it's infectious. And I've seen many times people showing up here that she hasn't seen in many years. They're coming in town from some other state, and they make it a point to come and stop by because they want to get at that dose of that, you know. So this is Millie's here is a good example of that. And so many people here, you know, it's just that wonderful example of Radiance. And it's why I've come here repeatedly. And what is that? Well, it's a sense. It's that sense of joy, confidence. I think important. Love. Just don't know what it is, but you see it in the glow in the eyes, the skin flushed, and it's why a lot of certain public figures and certain musicians people, what have you. I think draw so many people to them because many of them do possess that Radiance. And what is it can one do to cultivate this? Well, I think taking care of your health is a big one, holistic health. Holistic health, when you think about it, what it comes down to is really love, love of the body. And I think Albert really, in a way, said it best. I don't think I can really top it. He made it so simple but so sweet. And that is his love. That's the big one, being full of love. And when you have that, that's what draws people to you. And if you, whatever it is, if you were trying to attract a mate or just looking for more companionship in life, whatever it is, or if you're wanting to work with people, work in the ministry, then I just recommend doing what you can to cultivate that Radiance inside you. And you will see how it will be reflected back to you. And I've noticed, I don't know, I'd like to think it, hopefully maybe at times I have it too, I don't know. But I notice when I'm more positive and feeling a good vibe going within me, that I attract, you know, people, you know, a lot of, it doesn't matter where I'm at. I've lived in neighborhoods that were kind of rough, but I noticed when I started to have a better, stronger vibe, a more positive vibe, then I didn't have any trouble. Other people may have had trouble. I never had any problems with people, and I would attract a lot of good people in my life. So if you want to, you know, develop love in your life, and whatever, that's the key. Develop that radiance inside you, and you will see, you know, it reflected back to you, and your reality will change so much for the better. So keeping it simple and sweet, and thank you for letting me share my time.
Thank you, John. That was great. So we do have this example here of radiance, non-stop radiance, non-stop overflowing radiance that makes you feel like you are her favorite person in the world. Really, no, it's you that are her favorite person. No, you're her favorite person. But really, I am, right? And we know that she's our favorite person, that's for sure. And what an example of love and light. I've been studying with Millie. I think this is my 33rd year in her classes, something like that. I started when I was 5. Yes. just want to make that clear. And it has been the most beautiful part of my life. And I will never, ever be able to thank Millie enough for what she has taught me, what she has given me, what she has shown me in an example of that love and light and radiance. And we all, I know we all feel that way. And that's why we just want her to keep going till maybe she's 250 or so. And that would be good. That'd be good. The planet needs you, Millie. The planet needs that radiance that you shine. And, you know, if you go anywhere with Millie, people are attracted to her. And she's so willing to give love at any moment. If she sees an opportunity where she can give that love and light and radiance, she is there. She's there. She's on it. No problem for her. Always love, always light. We love you, Millie. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I'm going to sing a song for you. this morning or this afternoon, I couldn't sing at all. I had a very, very, very busy couple of weeks, and I did a lot of singing. And we'll see how the voice works.
We'll see.
I'm going to ask my friends to sing along. And if you want to sing with me on whatever you want to sing, the words that I want you to sing with me are, guess what they are? Radiance and splendor. Bless you.
The light dancing on the leaves of the trees, and now I will agree, the flowers do smell sweet. I'm waiting for the water to wash over me, to feel the antiquated float away, and know that life today. It will come, whoops, it will come. My dream, I can touch reality. Deep within,
singing that, would you? Radiance, and splendor. Keep going. Radiance, and splendor. Radiance, and splendor. Thank you. So I'm wondering, who's here for the first time? Anyone here for the first time? Yes, Dan, sure, you're here for the first time. All right, Amira's, you have a gift for them? Some kind? Oh,
we're supposed to be pens.
Okay, I think there. Oops, nothing in there.
It's on the very bottom.
On the very bottom. Thank you, Stan.
Is it this?
No. It's in the basket. In the basket, there we go. It's in a little box?
Yeah.
In a little box. There we go. We found it.
This?
It's a treasure hunt. Yes. All right. If you want to keep your hand up, if you're new, we welcome you here. And this tonight is a little different than usual because we have Millie's class running the whole thing instead of Millie. So keep that in mind. So thank you very, very much for joining us today, all you new people. We're really happy that you came, and it's really nice to have your support for our class, too. You know, we used to call it graduation, but Millie told me more than once, it's not really not graduation. I mean, if we graduate, then we're on the other side, right? That's the real graduation. So it's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a big celebration. And it's a wonderful celebration, and we appreciate you being here. And do come back. Do come back if your heart feels like it. Let's see. All right, so we have the offering is next. Gina?
Yes.
And mom. Let's see. So we have an offering here. If your heart feels like giving, then please do. And you can give in many ways. You can give with your love. You can give with your service. You can give with cash. You can give any way that you like. And we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Dennis, it is quiet. Dennis, would you like to come and play a song for us? It's too quiet. Hey, let me make this a little longer.
Is that good?
Yeah, you're kind of short, aren't you?
I am not short at all.
It's okay.
Dennis O'Donnell.
Simple enough song, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, let's just sing it twice. May our radiance shine on all the earth. May our radiance shine. May our radiance shine on all the earth.
was fun for me.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we present this offering to you with love and gratitude for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Claudia. Thank you, Gina. All right, so next up, we have our announcements with Ruth. Dun-dun-dun. There's a lot going on at this church, too. There really is a lot. So it's really, we do a lot of fun things here. That's upside down, sorry. I put it upside down for her to make it easy. There we go.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Ruth Ann, and I'd like to welcome you to our celebration, and we appreciate everybody showing up tonight. Next Wednesday will be the Tuesday night celebration, the class for Tuesday night. So we want to come out and support them. So mark your calendars on that. Just a few quick announcements. We have healing here every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 7:10 before Millie's Forum. And again, every Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:10 before services. There's a prayer request basket in the hallway should you have any special prayer request. Our healers pray over the basket every week. Next Sunday speaker is Craig Hendricks. Yeah. We live stream the Sunday services online, should you be away and wish to listen. We also offer MP3s or CDs of today's service. Well, I'm not sure if today's is available, but
it's on Millie's Corner.
Yes. Or any service, should you be interested, for a $5 donation. The recording request can be found in the hallway. If you wish to stay current with the church activities, follow us on Facebook page, check out our website, or visit our meetup page, San Diego Spiritual Meetup. For details of classes and events, there's a bulletin board that can give you more information in the foyer. The big news is Saturday, June 15th, is our celebration of Pastor Millie Landis' 50 years as our reverend, our leader, and our inspiration. But no room was big enough to hold everybody that wanted to come, and I'm afraid it's sold out. So,
can I add something for you on that?
Sure.
Because I'm organizing all that.
Oh, excellent.
If you want a ticket, please email on that thing, millies50@fscci.org, and so you can be on a wait list, because some people are saying they can't make it into town or whatever it is. So if you are interested, I do have a wait list.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
No, but you need to be in line.
Does
that
make sense? Yes.
If you really
want to
go, there's something over. If you're not sure how to do it, come see me. I'll help you send an email to me.
So there's still hope.
But you got the ice cream social on the.
Right. I was just going to announce that Friday, the day before, June 14th, we're having an ice cream social here to kind of celebrate the same thing, I believe, right? So you're all invited, and we can't wait to celebrate Millie. June 8th and June 23rd, Reverend Penny will have two Saturday workshops on intuition, and July 27th is Angel Touch.
Oh,
that's great. So that's a great chance to get a quick reading and support the church at the same time. Healing classes begin again on August 4th. And we'd like to ask if anybody's had a birthday this week or today.
Yes.
Yes, if...
No.
Oh,
not today.
Well, this week. That's close enough. Anybody, if you'd stand up, we'd like to celebrate it with you, please. Or you can stay seated. Anybody else? Yes, we have one. So we're going to sing whether you want us to sing or not. Aline?
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday, dear Lee. Happy birthday to you.
There's also a July mediumship circle 8-week series with Reverend Jeff. And just look at the bulletin board. Please join us we have cake, and we have a lot of other food out in the, I don't know what you call that, carriage house. So please come out and join us for fellowship afterwards.
Thank you, Ruben. Thank you. All right. So now the part of our celebration is we're getting more and more into really celebrating Millie right now. So I would like for David to bring Millie up. And we have a little something for Millie in to show our appreciation, just to show a small bit of our appreciation. Oh.
Yeah, sure. I guess I can. Thank you, McDonald. I'm David, the guy on here. This is Millie is hugely appreciated by everybody, but especially for us, the class that are here tonight. I've been a member of the class for this is my third year, so it's just I don't have. You've got 30 years on me.
I'm so glad.
But every year that we have, every year that I go, and I think everybody else would say the same, you're growing more every year. It's part of the process, and it's a wonderful spiritual journey. I feel honored that Millie has been my guide and my leader through that process. So anyway, our class. Got a little card for you. We all signed it. Hope everybody signed it. I think everybody did. Pass it around.
Wow.
Pretty little card here, and everybody got their signature in it. And inside here, there's a gift for you as well. So it's in this little envelope here. So anyway, thank you, Millie, from all of the class of our Thursday night class.
Thank you, Millie. People that I get to be with every week, at least one day a week. Look at that. Am I ever blessed? I am blessed. I am blessed. Look at these kids. And I've loved him quite a while now, but you know, that's my first hug I ever got from him now. And Donna, I knew her before her husband knew her. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Yes, I used to go, this tiny little thing standing on the stage, she sang in about every
stage it in San Diego, and I don't know where else, but I'd go there and look at her tiny little girl that she was. Big voice coming out of her. I've also seen her pregnant.
Yes.
Twice. No, once. What, but two children. It's magic how you got the second one. Yes, I'm just so blessed. Look at all of you out there. Look at you pretty people. Thank you so much for taking time to come in here and cheer for our Thursday night class. Thank you all for coming. Thank you. Thank you.
So at this time, I'd like for my Thursday night class members to stand up and just introduce themselves, if they would. Yes, I know. Just stand up and say your name. I know you can do it.
I'm David.
I'm Gina.
I'm Janice.
Barbara.
Albert.
Amira.
Betsy.
Ruth Ann.
Robin.
Brandon.
Raven.
Raven.
Claudia.
John.
There we go.
Mary.
Renee.
Sylvia.
Sylvia. All right, thank you. Oh, Dennis, where'd Dennis go? Are you hiding out back there, Dennis? Did we get everybody? Thank you all, classmates, for making this a wonderful night for Millie. And Millie, thank you for making this a wonderful life for all of us.